Thanks so much for coming back. I'm Twanda Black, and joining me this morning, Stanley Johnson. He's a producer, arranger, writer, actually an artist and an author. And most recently, he's a professor. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you this morning, Twanda?
Wonderful, wonderful. Good. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself. I know I said all of those things, but, you know, tell us a little bit more.
Well, actually, I started out in the music industry at a very young age. I spent the majority of my years in New Jersey with the legendary group Kool & the Gang.
Mm-hmm.
I performed on several of their albums. And also, we did a collaboration on multiple albums and records together. Then after that, I went to California. I worked with Joe Jackson, the father of Michael Jackson. I actually lived there while we were actually developing the record company, Jackson Records. And then I moved to Atlanta to work with LA and Babyface, because everyone was talking about Atlanta becoming the new music mecca of the South. In the midst of doing so, I gave my life to Christ, and I kind of left the secular industry and, you know, committed to, you know, serving our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. That's awesome. But you also, you had the first golf television show. Where, I mean, it was extensive, and you did so much in television as well.
Yes. I'm actually the first African-American to produce a golf series that was featured on the Golf Channel,
mm-hmm.
which is the number one channel per capita in the world.
It's so funny when I think about that, because I think about golf is so slow and boring. But I'm sorry, golf lovers. I'm going to play golf one day. But can you imagine that being the largest show that people are actually just sitting there watching? Anyway,
it also has to do with the amount of money,
right,
that's in the sport itself,
which is,
you have some of the largest golfers from around the world and sponsors and underwriters and supporters. That's why it's so big.
Yeah, exactly. So for the last few years, I know that you have been teaching a course in media, and what has happened is this film boom. We're number three in the film industry now between L.A. and New York, and now it's Atlanta. So we are the Hollywood of the South.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody's been talking about, well, we don't have the people, we don't have the infrastructure to support it. They're having to bring people in. So there's all this training going on right now in different aspects of the movie industry. So talk about that for a moment.
Yeah, actually, I was on the board, Jim, Georgia Entertainment Media. The board is no longer together because of funding,
mm-hmm.
but it was created to actually help bring about the awareness and, you know, help people understand the logistical aspect,
mm-hmm.
about what was taking place in Georgia, the tax incentive, and all those things that are drawing people here to Georgia. But one of the problems that they realized is that there weren't enough people here that was trained to work in the film industry. Typically, the film industry is a unionized industry,
right,
where you have union workers and,
mm-hmm.
so forth, and this being a right-to-work state, you didn't have the unions here. So now they're actually creating platforms in which to educate and teach those who want to have a career in this industry we call entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a lot of institutions now that are providing programs and courses to help educate and teach. And I was fortunate to be among educators that was creating these programs, which was Clayton State. I taught there for,
mm-hmm.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't understand there, you know, besides what you see, besides being an actor or actress, there are so many little jobs, and they're not little because they're all what makes a movie great. It runs the gamut. So talk about some of the careers outside of being in front of that camera.
And that's amazing that you would mention that, because so many people think that, you know, to be in the film industry, you know, you could just be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
There are people behind the scenes, like you have productions, producers, you have people that do art, you have people that design sets, you have construction people, you have prop people, you have costumes, hair, makeup, you have special effects, you have sound people, electrical people, visual effects people.
I mean, down to colorizing. I kind of looked into that because I was like, I could do that, but I don't think I could sit still that long.
That's a good point, because a lot of people don't realize that to work on a film set, sometimes you may be out there 12, 20 hours per day, every day for a couple of weeks.
That's right. That's right.
You know, no in sleep. Bad weather, you know, whether it's raining, cold, or hot. Whatever the case may be. So it's really hard work. It's not what people think it is. It's really hard work.
I know. And, you know, I'm sure that the film industry has hit the jackpot with us because we have mostly great weather, you know.
Exactly.
There's a little rain sometimes, and I'm sure California is great. But, you know, of course, Georgia is really great. And in my area in South Fulton, when I tell you that almost every week, every month, there's a movie being filmed somewhere, they've cartoned off a street where they're doing drag racing or car racing. I mean, it's amazing. So I want to go to the movies and say, yeah, I know that area. That's, you know, near my house, you know. So it's amazing what's happened in the industry here and how much money has come into our state because of it. But, you know, it's amazing.
Billions a year.
Yes.
And one of the good things about the film industry here in Georgia, the landscape is new to the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you, a lot of movies that have been made in California, you know, the sceneries and different
things have
been
seen
throughout the years. But now they're using new sceneries, the landscape, you know, all over the state. You know, like you said, Selma was actually part of.
Absolutely.
Yeah, filmed right here in Georgia.
There's so many films, and they are going on right now. When you see those signs, those yellow signs with the upside down stuff on it, that there's a film somewhere.
Yeah. And they do a lot of filming at Stone Mountain Park.
Yeah,
you go up there, and people you see all these trucks, and I mean, it's just all over it. In the city of Atlanta, down by the Capitol.
Oh, yeah, downtown.
You know, Peachtree City.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a lot of filming there.
Yeah, it's amazing. It has just been an amazing awakening in our state. So when you were teaching at Clayton State, talk about the coursework that you were teaching there.
Well, I taught a course entitled Digital Music, Video Production, and entertainment business.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually three courses in one.
Mm.
We wanted to kind of give the students a little bit of all of the above, because what you'll find is you have some people who are talented and gifted in one area, but when you talk about entertainment, if you look at most of the celebrities and people who are doing well, they have multiple roles.
Right.
They may be a producer, an artist, a rapper, a singer, or something like that. So the more you know, the better chance you have as to be successful and to stay in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I taught three courses into one, but the main objective of the course was the business aspect.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people overlook the business aspect because they have talent, but they don't know the business aspect. And without knowing the business aspect, eventually you will run into some problems.
Well, you're not going to eat, basically. Yeah, you could be the greatest singer ever, greatest performer ever. But if you don't take care of your business, you're not going to get there.
You'll wind up broke
at some point
in time. Because, you know, just like in the music industry, an artist's career is basically 4 years. You know, a four-year contract with one-year option, meaning that if you're good the first year, they'll keep you the second year. If you're good the second year, they'll keep you the third year. But if you're not, they're going to drop you.
Mm-hmm.
And so after 4 years, if you have not saved your money and did the right thing with your finances, then you could be one of the statistics.
Right.
You know, you've heard the horror stories before. You know, this person stole millions of CDs and so forth, and now they're broke.
Well, we're still hearing that.
You're still hearing
with all the education that's out there. Yeah, with
how do you sell 20 million CDs
and you're broke
after your contract? You're broke.
Yeah, yeah. And not to say that, of course, the record company is going to get theirs, but you're making more money than you ever made in your life. But you have to be a good steward of that money.
Yeah, and this is one of the things that Prince and Michael Jackson and Ray Charles and James Brown, one of the things they talked about all the time, mm-hmm. 99% of the industry is business.
Yes.
We all have an innate ability to have the talent, but how do you understand copyright, merchandise, mm-hmm. mechanical royalties, and distribution and sales? You know, you have to understand the logistical aspect to survive in this industry.
So we're going to shift because I work in the gospel industry, and so do you at this point. And what we both know emphatically is that most of our independent artists, they need education.
Yes.
They have to have the business side of it, not to be broke, just like on the secular side. Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of the same when it comes to that. So you have just been opened up into an opportunity to teach where?
At Beulah Heights University.
That's amazing.
Beulah Heights in Atlanta,
yes,
Georgia.
Yes, yes, yes. So talk about that for a moment. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, thank you. Well, you know, it was suggested that my course and program was bigger than just one institution, that I should look at other opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, being a man of God, I began to look at Christian universities and schools and so forth. And the first school I went to, they were, like, excited about it, which is Beulah Heights University. And the reason I'm excited about it is the strength is in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But you're talking about the pastor who's the shepherd of the church. Most of the time, a lot of the pastors don't have the knowledge and information that they need to really help pour into the kingdom like they can. And one of the reasons why we're doing this course at Beulah Heights University is because now we can help pastors understand the utilization of emerging technology to help advance the kingdom of God.
Right.
And when you look at the largest communications organization in the world, TBN, they have satellite communications in parts of the world that most people
exactly.
never heard of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So communication is key. We have to think outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Have to, you know, develop ways in which to reach the unsaved and the lost.
Yes. And, you know, so many pastors want to go to that next level, but they just don't know how. And it's okay. It's wonderful. It's a blessing to have people in your congregation that can help you go there. But what happens when a person drops out? What happens if it's really kind of jacked up because they don't really know what they're doing and the pastor doesn't really know about the emerging technology? You have to know yourself. It's like you have to know the word for yourself. You got to know this stuff for yourself, too, so that you know what is supposed to be right, how it's supposed to look, how it's supposed to sound, how it's supposed to go out. It's so important today.
Exactly. And see, here's the thing. When someone from the television ministry or the video ministry or the mm-hmm. sound ministry goes before the pastor or the trustees, and they're trying to get them to buy new equipment.
Yes,
hey,
yes.
We need this and we need that.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is going to be why.
Yeah. Well, what do we need that
know.
For?
They
exactly.
don't understand. And it's hard to sell the concept of we need this, we need that, and spend all this money when the pastor and the seniors who actually oversee the church don't understand exactly what it is you're talking about
mm-hmm.
and why do we need all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
the more the pastor understands technologically the usage of this type of equipment and technology that's out there, the better support he will get or she will get to help the church.
Absolutely. Next level stuff. It's next level. You got to get there. And
yeah.
And I had a pastor friend tell me recently, we were talking about this, But he lives in another state. But he said, man, I wish I had that course. He said, I gave away. But he hired people to do certain things and it didn't pan out. And they took his money and ran. And so, you know, it's tough out there. It's tough out there for ministries, for pastors. And here you've made that decision on your own because nobody else in the church knew. So he was going to bring in a team. That team took his money and ran.
Yeah, one of the things that a lot of churches and pastors are not aware of is that there's a lot of companies out there that are actually targeting, selling certain type of technology to the church. You know, when you think of digital, it sounds great. You know, we have this, these digital boards, you know, that this is the state of the art, this is what people are using, but, and you buy these digital boards, and you understand digital boards, Twanda, if you don't have the person to operate that digital board, which is basically a computer in itself,
right?
Then how are you going to get the optimal performance out of that particular board without having an IT person or an electronic or engineer or someone who understands technology to get the best out of that board?
Right, right.
And so what happens? You buy this board, and now you have a problem with the board, and the people who sold you the board, they're gone. With your money, you know, you hired them for a couple of months, but now you don't have anybody to work the board. You know, things like that.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. And so ministries get targeted just like everybody else. So talk about this emerging technology course at Beulah Heights.
Well, the course is called Multimedia Ministry, and it's geared to pastors, ministers, and church leaders. And we're going to cover a lot of topics, not just about television, but music, and also about, you know, books, publishing, distribution, manufacturing, and things of that nature. We, when a pastor develops a book as an author, a lot of times we have to go to the world for distribution and publishing. But if we understood exactly the need to publish or have a publishing company or distribution company in-house ourselves, then we can become the head and not the tail.
Amen. You eliminate all the madness.
All the middleman, all the going to the world, then we become you know, self-contained.
Right, right.
And then provide other opportunities for people within the church. Because there's a lot. You take 1,000 people in a church, that's 1,000 people that have gifts and talents that may not be tapped into. You have people who write books, plays, music.
Absolutely.
All those type of things. So if we had a platform for them, we can pour into the people, and of course, God will bless us.
Okay, so we're running out of time. So talk about how they can find out more about this course.
Okay. Well, they can actually log on to Beulah.edu. That's BEULAH.EDU. And there's a form that you just key in all the RSV. I think it takes about 1 minute, someone told me. Limited seating. So you go to the site and you just, you know, key in your information and RSVP, and that's it.
All right. Professor Stanley Johnson, Beulah Heights University. We want you all to check it out, Beulah.edu. Fill out the form, and it's that easy. Seats are limited, so you might want to get on that. When is it going to start?
It's actually May 28th.
Oh, okay. It's here.
Okay. In Atlanta. Okay. And it starts at 10 a.m. until 1 p.m.
All right.
And it's free.
What?
It's free.
Oh, goodness. Okay. All right. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. And do they need to go to, do you have a website for more information?
No, everything is on that
on the Beulah Heights. Okay.
All the information.
All right. All right. Beulah.edu. Thank you so much, Stanley Johnson.
Thank you, Twanda Black.